Mass formation psychosis. I had never heard this term until this week, and now I can't get it out of my head. We're going to talk all about it today on The Dima Show.
This is The Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Thanks for tuning in. So admittedly, I'm going down a little bit of a rabbit hole here, but I can't help it. I believe that we are in such a critical time period in our country and wherever you live with everything that's going on with the kids, with overall health, with overall education, and with overall information. And so admittedly, like I said, I have been going down a little bit of a rabbit hole. And what I want to talk about today is a podcast that I listen to that you may also have listened to, and that is Joe Rogan's interview with Dr. Robert Malone, which is a very, very eye-opening and mind-blowing interview. Now, admittedly, on my podcast here, The Dima Show, I did interview Dr. Bob Bulger. He said a lot of the same things. If you haven't listened to that podcast, highly recommend you do. It'll be down in the show notes. But this one with Robert Malone went down a little bit of a different angle. It's something that I did ask Dr. Bulger about, but it's not really something that we spent a lot of time on. Dr. Malone, on the other hand, did spend a lot of time talking about what has happened in the United States and why it has happened. And he talks about this concept of mass formation psychosis. I'm going to play a little clip for you from that interview. I want you to hear this, and then we're going to talk about it.
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to him or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis. And this is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened and everybody focused on it. That is how mass formation psychosis happens. And that is what's happened here.
Now, guys, what's interesting for me after listening to that interview, you know, for me, it all makes a lot of common sense. Everything that Dr. Malone says, and by the way, he is the inventor, literally the inventor or one of the inventors of the mRNA technology that is the basis for the vaccines. And what he talks about is what has happened here in the country and actually all around the world with respect to a lack of informed consent, a lack of providing information, a lack of providing the risks and benefits. And, you know, he did not, to me, he did not come across as anti-vaccine. He didn't come across as a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, that is what he has been labeled as. And of course, as expected, after that interview, if you Google Dr. Malone, you will find all of this misinformation and all of this stuff that he actually talked about on the podcast start to come out. You know, YouTube takes down anti-vax Joe Rogan interview with Dr. Malone for Nazi Germany comparisons. Twitter, of course, suspended Dr. Malone earlier. And then there's all of these other headlines, which, you know, basically say a lot of the same stuff. Here's one from The Atlantic: the vaccine scientist spreading vaccine misinformation. Joe Rogan interview taken down, and all of these other things. There's another article: why is the inventor of mRNA spreading vaccine misinformation? Why is he an anti-vaxxer? Everything he says is based on lies and all of this stuff. You know, and on top of that, you have, you know, the sitting president of the United States clearly spreading what they would call misinformation. You know, he keeps saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, that's not true. He keeps saying that it's the unvaccinated who are spreading the virus. That is not true. The data and the facts do not support that. In fact, they support the contrary assertion, which is that unvaccinated and vaccinated are all spreading at the same rate. There's a study on that. Dr. Bob Bulger cited that on my podcast, and I believe Dr. Malone talked about that as well. So my take on this, and what I wanted to talk about today, which I think is very interesting, is the fact that, you know, I used to think that this was an issue of intellect. And I kept asking myself, you know, why or how are smart people succumbing to this? How are smart, intelligent people, some of my friends in LA, some of my family, how are they falling victim to this narrative? How are they not asking questions? How are they not questioning this and being skeptical and wondering, you know, why is the vaccine being pushed as the only solution? Why are there mandates? Why can't we make our own decision? If vaccinated people and unvaccinated people are spreading at the same rate, if vaccinated people can catch COVID just like unvaccinated people, why is this such a big deal whether someone else gets vaccinated? Listen, if you want to get vaccinated, great. Again, I want to reiterate, I'm not anti-vax. I'm not conspiracy theorist. I just believe that you should make your own decision. In fact, I talked about it on my interview with Dr. Bob Bulger. I got vaccinated. I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I got COVID at the tail end of last year. So obviously the vaccine doesn't really protect against getting infected, but it does, you know, lower the viral load. Now, I did get COVID about 6 months after the vaccine, and my understanding is the effectiveness, how about that? The effectiveness of the vaccines does wane, and, you know, the Johnson & Johnson, after about 6 months, the effectiveness is extremely low. So that makes sense that I did get COVID at that point. But anyway, just to reiterate, you know, not anti-vax, and that's not what this is about. This is just about making your own informed decision for yourself, your family, your kids, and all of that stuff. So my thought has always been one of intellect. You know, how are smart people who, you know, question things, who read, who are understanding of, you know, thinking about information and understanding what's right, how have they succumbed to this? And it wasn't until I listened to Dr. Malone's interview with Joe Rogan that it really hit me that he is absolutely correct. This mass formation psychosis situation has taken over the country. And I was actually talking to another friend of mine, has taken over the world. And I was talking to a friend of mine actually yesterday who made the same point, that this is not an issue of intellect, and that, you know, smart people are just as easily succumb to this as people who may not be as bright. And he actually gave the same example. You know, if you look at Germany in the 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, smart people lined up and followed a guy with a crazy mustache who spit all over the place when he spoke, and they followed him to do these crazy things. And the same thing is happening now. The only difference now, which to me is really wild, is that it's a combination of government, big tech, and pharmaceutical companies all spreading the same propaganda narrative. And that is that there is just one solution. Everyone has to do this one thing, and you don't have a choice. You shouldn't be thinking about it. There are no other treatments. This is the only thing that can be done. Natural immunity doesn't work. You know, and they have, if you listen to the Malone interview, you know, the government has even gone so far as to commission its own studies to refute things like natural immunity and other things that have proven to work. So, you know, this is to me, a very scary proposition. It's a very scary thing. And honestly, you know, I don't have an answer. I'm not going to come on this podcast and give you an answer to it. Other than for you and for your family and for your loved ones, you know, hopefully you are thinking for yourself. And again, to me, that doesn't mean not getting vaccinated. It just means taking the information, digesting it, and then coming to your own conclusions. You know, I believe that good doctors, good scientists, good professionals should be in the business, just like good teachers, and that may take us down a different rabbit hole, of providing you with the information and allowing you to make the right decision. By the way, that was my whole issue, for example, with my old school in California. They went from providing information to starting to tell kids what they should be thinking. And that was the line in the sand for me that I wasn't going to accept. And that was one of the reasons that we took our kids out of that school. And that had to do with the whole, equity and inclusion and all this other garbage that they wanted to start teaching the kids, which I wasn't going to be a part of. And by the way, I think equity and inclusion is a good thing when done right, but they use the word equity in a wrong way. Anyway, that's a whole different point. But what we're talking about today really is just the fact that, you know, this mass formation psychosis has really taken over the world. I just saw a video that, you know, apparently in Israel now you go to order food at a McDonald's and you can't unless you certify that you are vaccinated. I mean, this kind of stuff is just absurd. If you have had the virus, then you have natural immunity that is way stronger than the vaccine according to every study. If you have Omicron, which many doctors are now coming out and saying is like a natural vaccination because it's a mild, benign version of the virus, which if you get, gives you immunity to all of the other strains, apparently, or if you get any other strain, it will be much milder. So if you get Omicron, you know, at that point, you're pretty good. Why do you need to go and get vaccinated after that? It doesn't make any common sense. But guys like Fauci, guys like Joe Biden, which by the way, guys, here's a question for you. Joe Biden, you know, is spreading misinformation. Why isn't he getting kicked off of social media? Well, because he's talking about the narrative that everyone wants you to hear. And so, you know, when you get guys like Fauci and Biden and the pharma companies and the big tech all colluding to spread this, you know, propaganda machine, this misinformation, if you will, then that is what you get. And immediately, just like Dr. Malone predicted on the interview, after the interview, you know, they paint him as the other. They try to silence him. They try to discredit him and try to say that what he's doing is wrong. So folks, again, what I urge you to do in all facets of everything that we're talking about, whether it's business, whether it's life, whether it's vaccine, whatever it is get the information, do your research, listen to both sides, and then come to your own conclusion and make up your own mind as to what you will do, especially when it comes to the health and safety of you and your family. I hope your 2022 is off to an amazing start, and I'll catch you on the next episode of The Dima Show. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.